This chazar is echinish masabachi ches reshag from Yehudim sechad zchulun daf kuf yud ches. A mishnah says anything that's attached to food and is a yad but is not a shoyim makes the food tamei if it becomes tamei, can give off tumah if the food is tamei, but does not combine with the food for the minimum required measurement for food tamei. Anything that is attached to a food and is a shoyim, even if it's not a yad, it makes the food tamei if it becomes tamei, can give off tamei if the food is tamei, and combines with the food for the minimum required measurement for food tamei. Anything that is attached to food and is not a yad or a shoyim does not make the food tamei if it becomes tamei, does not give off tumah if the food is tamei, and does not combine with the food for the minimum required measurement for tumah. For example, where is the halacha of yad written in the Torah? If you remember, the pasuk that talks about food becoming tumah, it says lochem, which teaches that it applies to any part of the food that's necessary for us and comes to include the ability for a yad to acquire tumah for the food. The pasuk regarding the veil also says the word lochem, which teaches that any part of the food that's necessary for us, which includes yadis, can also give off tumah. As Mar says, once we know these halachas for yadis, we can learn that a shomer acquires tumah and gives off tumah of the food based on a kal v'chomer from yadis. If yadis, which don't protect the food and yet they acquire and give off tumah for the food, then a shomer, which does protect the food, certainly does so as well. If so, but the pasuk teaches that a shomer is subject to tumah, must be teaching that the shomer even combines with the food for the minimum required size for tumas oichlan. V'ek the Gemara, maybe we say that a yad can only acquire tumah but does not give off tumah. The pasuk from which this is learned, was a pasuk regarding the vela, which we can say is different, and then we can say that a shomer could acquire and give off tumah, but doesn't combine with them for the minimum required size. And if it's a bigger chiddush for a yad to be able to acquire tumah for something that's not tamei than for it to give off tumah for something that is already tamei. Therefore, if we say that it acquires tumah, we will definitely say that it gives off tumah. Fechmer maybe say that the pasuk of yad teaches that it can give off tumah, but not that it could acquire it. And furthermore, the pasuk regarding an oven says lochem, which also comes to include yodais. Since this is an extra reference to yad, the halachas of tumah regarding an oven could have been learned from the halachas of food tumah. We can say that one teaches that a yad can require tumah, and the other teaches that it can give off tumah. The pasuk regarding shomer will then teach that a shomer even combines for the minimum required size. Which pasuk of yadis is extra? If it would only say the yadis regarding food tumah and not regarding ovens and avela, we would not be able to learn from food to the others, because food tumah has the chumrah and it can even become tumah from rishon. If we would only say the yadis regarding ovens, we couldn't learn from ovens to the others, because ovens have the chumrah that they can even become tummy from tumah being in their airspace. If we'd only say the yadis regarding the vela, we would not be able to learn from the vela to the yadis, because the vela has a chumah that it can even make a person tummy. It also gives off tumah by carrying it, and it's tumah that comes from itself. Clearly, we can't learn from the one of these three to the other two, but maybe we can learn from two and learn the third from them. If the pasuk of food tumah was not written, we could not learn it from the other two, because food tumah is different. It has to be first become moshe lechava tumah. When the son of Yeshua said, maybe it's not a good argument, because food that is not mukshir is like an oven that has not yet been completed, in which case it also can't become tamei. Rather, the Gemara says the reason we can't learn food from the other two is that the other two could acquire tumah without touching something that's tamei, whereas food has to touch it in order to become tamei. We continue, so if the pasuk regarding ovens was not written, we could not learn it from the other two, because food and nevela are edible items, whereas an oven is not. Rather, the pasuk regarding nevela is not needed, since it could have been learned from the other two. Since it's not needed to teach yadois for nevela, we can say it teaches regarding yadois generally. Therefore, we have a pasuk to teach that yadois are acquire tumah, and the pasuk teaches that yadis give off tumah. The pasuk of shomer therefore teaches that a shomer even combines with the food for the minimum required size. In fact, the pasuk of yadis of nevela is not extra. If we learn it from the other two, we would say that just as those yadis cannot make a person tumah, so too the yad of nevela cannot make a person tumah. And for the Gemara, rather, it's the pasuk of shomer of nevela that's extra. It's not needed to teach that it combines with the meat for the minimum required size, because we have in fact learned that it does not combine. It's not needed to teach that it can give off tumah, because that can be learned through a kal v'chomer with yadis. Rather, it's extra. Since it's not needed to teach regarding anything of a shomer of nevela, we'll say that it teaches regarding yodos and nevela. Since we don't need it to teach anything regarding yodos and nevela, we'll say that it teaches regarding yodos generally. Therefore, we have a pasuk to teach that yodos acquire tumah. Now we have a pasuk to teach that yodos give off tumah. The pasuk of shomer therefore teaches that a shomer even combines with tumah for the minimum required size for the food tumah. Fechmer maybe instead say, if the pasuk is not needed for shomer of the vela, it instead teaches regarding shomer generally, and we therefore are taught that a shomer can acquire tumah and that a shomer can combine with the required size, but a yad can only give off tumah and cannot acquire tumah. And the pasuk of yad talks about the acquiring tumah, so that's a given. Why we need the pasuk that discusses a shomer of the vela? And the Gemara, it must be to teach regarding itself. It's not needed to teach that it combines to the required size, because it in fact doesn't combine. It also not needed to teach that it acquires and gives off tumah, because that's learned from a kal v'chomer from yadis. Therefore, we must say that although it can be learned from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk writes it anyway. If so, we should say that the pasuk's mention of shomer teaches that it can acquire tumah, for although that can be learned from a kal v'chomer, maybe the pasuk writes it anyway. And if we have a drush to the darshan the pasuk, then we darshan. rather than to say that it's just written, even though it's unnecessary. Rav Chaviva says Shomer and the Vela must be teaching regarding Yodas because it's different than a regular Shomer in that it does not combine to make the minimum required size. Zakhmar Vaita. The Gemara earlier said that the halacha of a shomer is learned from a pasuk that discusses the tumah of seeds in their shells, since that's how they are planted. Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel asked, the Mishnah says that the pitum of a pomegranate combines with the pomegranate to create the minimum required size. Now, a pomegranate is not planted with its pitum, so why does it combine? Also, our Mishnah said that the skin combines with the meat for tefutumah. How is that learned from a pasuk that only discusses edible seeds? And for the Gemara, rather, we have to say the pasuk uses three similar words: zera, zerura, asher yizareya. One teaches that a shomer of seeds combines with tumah. One teaches that a shomer of fruits combines with tumah. And one teaches that the shomer of meat, eggs, and fish combine for tumah. Tzomar Vayter Rechia Bar Ashi Neimer Rav said there's a halacha of yad for tumah, but there's no halacha of yad for hechsher. Rabbi Yochanan says no, there's a concept of yad for tumah and for hechsher as well. What's the basis of the machlokes? We can say that they argue whether a pasuk is dashed only for the pasuk preceding it, or even for the one that's two psukim before it. Meaning the pasuk talks about before the pasuk right before talks about tumah, and the pasuk two psukim before talks about hechsher. We can also say that they argue in svara. Rabbi Yochanan holds that hechsher is the beginning of tumah process, and therefore it's part of it. Rav says it's not considered the beginning of the tumah process. Abraye says Rabbi Yochanan. Abraye says just like there's a concept of yad for tumah, there's also a concept of yad for hechsher. And just like there's something, and just like something cannot become tumah until after it's removed from the ground, the same is true for hechsher, that it can only take place after it's removed from the ground. So Rav says there's no concept of yad for food that's less than a kezayis, and there's no concept of shomer for less than the size of a bean. Rabbi Yochanan said there is a concept of yad for a food less than a kezayis, and there is a concept of shomer for less than the size of a bean. Fekmar Abraisa says if there are two human bones and each bone has a half kezayis of flesh on one end, and the empty ends of the bones are stuck into a house, the house becomes tumah with tumas oil. I mean, tumas oil applies to a kezayis of flesh, not to bare bones. So Yehuda ben Nekusa, the name of Rabbi Yaakov, said, how can the two bones combine their flesh to a full kezayis? Now, according to Rav, if the Braisa is dealing with yad, the topic of Tanakam is problematic because he says that there is a yad for less than a kezayis. And if the Braisa is dealing with shomer, marrow inside the bone, then Yehuda ben Nekusa is problematic because he's saying that there's no shomer for a half of kezayis, which is larger than a bean. If more, Rav can say that the Braisa is discussing yad and he'll follow the view of Yehuda ben Nekusa, or he can say he's discussing shomer and he can follow the view of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yochanan can say that the entire Braisa is dealing with yad and he holds like the Tanakama.